The Buckeyes get a commitment from an in-state prospect, and who else could join the 2022 Ohio State recruiting class? All that and more in this bonus episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Wednesday, October 20th in the year 2021. And every now and then, there is some news that comes out that is so big, we need to instantly react to it. On back-to-back days, the Ohio State Buckeyes have gotten recruits and the 2022 recruiting class that have committed to be Buckeyes in the future. On Tuesday afternoon, Kenyatta Jackson Jr. was the individual. On Wednesday, it is Avery Henry, an in-state prospect from St. Clairsville High School in St. Clairsville, Ohio. Three-star prospect, 6'6", 305-pound offensive tackle, a guy that I believe has some good promise right there in him. His frame that he has, 6'6", 305, uses his size very well, very quick off the line of scrimmage in the run game. He has the ability to move people once he gets to the second level. There are a lot of things to like about this young man and about his future at Ohio State. He's the number 68 overall offensive tackle in the according to 247 Sports, their recruiting rankings, the 22nd overall recruit in the 2022 recruiting class in the state of Ohio. Avery chose Ohio State over schools like Iowa State and even West Virginia. For those of you that have been keeping track and even looked at what we talked about yesterday or listened to what we talked about yesterday, and I highlighted and talked about how Ohio State stacked up with other schools in the Big Ten and how they are nationally ranked overall for the 2022 recruiting class they currently have. They're still number two in the Big Ten in the recruiting class for 2022. However, in the country, nationally, according to 247 Sports, Ohio State's recruiting class is currently the number four recruiting class in 2022. A day ago, they were at number five. Five through one and the nation go as follows: Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, and Alabama. When thinking about Avery Henry and this recruitment coming right now and having recruits commit on back-to-back days, it kind of confirms something that I'm thinking is going to happen over the next few months, couple of months, month and a half specifically. You're going to have a lot more guys in the 2022 recruiting class that are going to commit here very, very soon. Some of these individuals, they will be early enrollees at Ohio State, and they want to get the recruitment. They want to make all the decisions they need to make, the very, very big ones, very, very soon. They want to wait till the last minute, some of them do, to make said commitment. So I do expect more guys like Kenyatta Jackson Jr., more guys like Avery Henry to commit to Ohio State very, very soon. Over, I say, month and a half, really through November, a little into December, you'll see some guys, quite a few guys, that will commit to Ohio State. Here's what Avery Henry said when he committed to Ohio State. Quote, first off, I would like to thank my biggest supporter, my mother, for always being there when I needed her. Because of the uncertainty of the future, but at the end of the day, always knowing we could do it. Next, I want to personally thank all the people that believed in me. With this being said, I would like to announce that I'll be continuing my football and academic career at the Ohio State University. He is the 16th commitment for the Buckeyes in the 2022 recruiting class. He is the fifth that comes from inside the state and the third offensive lineman to commit in this particular class. Good things coming from this young man. Good things coming from this recruiting class. I'm not personally worried or looking into any of the recruiting rankings or things like that. Why? Because I'm not really worried about that. Jay, the stars don't matter. The stars are a recruiting database. They want to rank players in that way. But honestly, I think there's upside to this young man. You may say, Jay, he's a three-star. Throw him away. You're crazy. You are absolutely crazy. Look at the current Ohio State roster. Look and see who are three-stars and look and see how they're playing right now. You might think twice about throwing a three-star away and not wanting him to be a Buckeye down the road. Avery Henry, very happy he has decided to be an Ohio State Buckeye, and I can't wait till he gets on campus and starts practicing and starts perfecting his craft. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money. When using Rock Auto, why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably, low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Hey guys, so there are a few things in life that just aren't fun to talk about. One of them is excessive sweating. You know, when you are sweating through your shirts for no reason. It's embarrassing, right? Some of you may know that I personally have dealt with this. When I speak in public, I can't help but sweat through my shirt. Now listen, I know this isn't life and death, and there are much worse problems in the world, but let's be honest, in the moment, it feels like a big deal. Nobody likes to pit out during an important speech, interview, or first date, God forbid. I'd much rather not worry about it, and that's why I use Sweat Block and antiperspirant wipes. Sweat Block is stronger and more effective than most clinical antiperspirants. You simply apply it at night before bedtime. Go to bed. The next morning, you wake up, wash, and go about your day without worrying about sweat. Guaranteed. If you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out SweatBlock. Get it today for 20% off at SweatBlock.com with promo code LOCKEDON or at Amazon and CVS. You know, as I think about the Ohio State Buckeyes adding more players to their 2022 recruiting class, this thought comes into mind. Who else in this class that hasn't committed already is a prospect, has an offer from Ohio State, could commit very, very soon? One name that pops off my head, pops and comes into my mind, and might come to yours as well, is Caden Curry, four-star defensive lineman from Center Grove High School on the southern portion of Indianapolis, Indiana. 6'3", 250-pound defensive lineman. Now, he has played inside. He's played nose tackle, D tackle, and defensive end at Center Grove. I think the last game that I watched him play, they ran three down linemen primarily. And so just think about how versatile he can be. If Ohio State at some point wants to run three down linemen and he commits, he can be somebody that can move around the field, a Ruspin package, a D end that can play outside or inside. It's very, very lethal. He did make an official visit during the Oregon game. He will be at the Penn State game in a couple weeks. Another gentleman, all these guys that I got listed, they are defensive linemen. Christian Miller, four-star defensive tackle, 6'4", 285 pounds. He will also be at the Penn State game as well. Hero Kanu, H-E-R-O-K-A-N-U. I hope I pronounced his last name correctly. Hero Kanu, 6'5", 293-pound, four-star prospect. He is in the Buckeyes recently made his top five. The other four teams in his top five go as follows: Georgia, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and LSU. With everything going on right now at LSU, I'm not sure if LSU is towards the top of his list. Not saying that they will not hire a good coach, but when there is such uncertainty and there are players down there that are entering the transfer portal left and right, it makes me wonder if it will be a 2 or 3 year project for LSU, not just to get a good coach in there, but to change the culture that is going on right now down in Baton Rouge. Things seem a little odd when Coach O left. And you know, when you leave and you're not winning, all of the bad things that you're doing off the field and some on the field, those things will be exposed. Shamar Stewart, another five-star prospect. The Buckeyes are in his top five. He plans on making an official visit to Ohio State during the Penn State game as well. Another one that's on my radar, Omari Abor. He is a five-star prospect. Now, all of these recruiting rankings are according to 247 Sports from Duncanville, Texas. Edge rusher, edge defender, 6'4", 240-pound defensive lineman. The number two edge defender, edge rusher in the country. Number eight prospect in the state of Texas. A top 25 ranked recruit as well. Those are a few names that I have on my radar that I'll be looking at and seeing what they may be doing, if they will be committing to Ohio State very, very soon. We've had two on back-to-back dates. Makes me think that we may see more down the road. The number one recruit in the state of Indiana, last name Goodwin, the first name does escape me. He is currently committed to Kentucky. The Kentucky Wildcats having a good year this year, honestly. Just suffered their first loss of the season last week against Georgia. He is currently planning to make trips and visits to Alabama, to Ohio State, and other schools out there. Now, Kentucky's not a bad school, not a bad team. They have had some better play of late. But if you can decommit and go to one of the other schools, yeah, that's a big deal. I'm not saying he's going to commit, but he might be somebody joining this recruiting class very, very soon. Guys, a fun little show, fun quick show. Make sure you're looking out for the show for tomorrow. It will be a crossover episode. Myself and Jacob Rood from Locked On Hoosiers, we did a crossover episode discussing this weekend's game against the Indiana Hoosiers. That'll be out for everyone's enjoyment very, very shortly. If you're listening to this on a Thursday, make sure you listen to this one and check out the crossover episode with Jacob Rood, because you will not want to miss what he has to say and what we have to say about this weekend's matchup.